Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am Michelle Berquist, your host of Women Who Lead Radio, and with me today is our leading lady and somebody that I very much like and just think she's an amazing woman. So she's our leading lady. I want to introduce all of our listeners to Maribel Hines. And Maribel is the Vice President over Learning and Organizational Development at Universal Music Group. Yes, I said Universal Music Group. And Maribel, I want to welcome you to our show. And if you can just give a hearty little welcome, hello to all of our listeners.
Thank you, Michelle. Hi, everyone. And it's really great to be a part of this broadcast.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to have you on here because, as you know, in CWI, it's like we are all about our passion and our mission is to see women advance more effectively in business, right? And I know our topic today is on leadership through affinity. And you at Universal have this incredible, you know, women's network called the Universal Music Women's Network. And I want to say this, UMWN, which is an affinity group and really a whole program within Universal Music Group to help advance women. And really, can you just share a little bit with our listeners? It's like, why was the group started? I don't even know. Were you the one that started it, or did you come into it? And I know you have built it and done some incredible things with it. But can you share a little bit of the history of the Universal, Women's Music Group?
Absolutely. Thank you. First, I should say that we are an organization, the Universal Music Women's Network is an organization that has been in place for about 2 years. And when I say organization, it's at its core, it's a loose group of chapters and women who are incredibly passionate about developing themselves and networking with each other and just learning from each other's successes and even challenges. And it's about strengthening their sense of community as well as helping each other develop, learn, and grow. And how the group first came about approximately 2 years ago, I had been in my role at Universal Music for a little under a year, and two women who worked directly for our CEO came to me and said that they were really excited about the programs and resources that our department had started to provide in terms of learning and development. What they did add to that is that what they felt was missing was a sense of community, a sense of or an opportunity for women that are like-minded and career-driven or simply just women who want to learn and grow from each other. They felt that there was a gap in the organization, and they wanted to know how I or we in human resources could help. So I loved the passion and the energy that they brought to this ask. And we decided to just have a series of conversations. And it turned into creating an experience. And we first launched in Santa Monica. It was creating an experience where women could sort of come together and really learn and benefit from each other. So at its core, the Women's Network started with a couple of women. And now, two and a half years later, it is a membership of approximately 400 women scattered throughout the country. We as
wow.
an organization, absolutely, quite a bit. So we're very proud of the successes that we've had, but we focused our efforts in our location in Santa Monica, which is where we have the largest group of employees, and we wanted to make sure that what we were trying to do was hit off well. And let me just back up and just to clarify, the overarching mission of the Universal Music Women's Network is to advance the position of women in our industry by providing a support system that allows members to express themselves and realize their goals. whether it's personally or professionally. So it's something that we had given a lot of thought to, and we knew that we could go big or start small. We decided to start small and see how that word would spread.
I love thinking big, girl, and yet at the same time, it's small steps, you know, and I love that you guys have a mission and a purpose and a reason that you do what you do, and if you can back up on a couple of things, I'm really curious because I know you've been at the heart and soul of this, and I want to also share with our listeners that we are, at least within Connected Women of Influence, so proud that Universal Music Group was our very first Orange County Women of Influence Award Champion of Women award that was given to Universal Music Group for our Women of Influence Awards, and you definitely champion women, and that's one of the reasons we have you on the show is to learn, you know, about some of the different nuances that go on with your affinity group for your women's network. Question I've got, Maribel, is what was the response, at least initially, when, you know, and I know you can only talk to it of when you got on board, but you know, what was the response from women, both from directly of women who were being sought out to say, hey, come be part of this group, and then what kind of support did you get at the management level and the leadership level within Universal Music Group?
Good question. The interest was overwhelmingly high. People's curiosity were piqued, and when I say people, I mean men and women and all levels across the organization in general, because what I should add as well is that as an organization, Universal Music Group is at a place where we're really starting to build a foundation of development and foster a culture of development. So with a group like this, when we started to socialize the idea with executives, men, women, all over, the response was overwhelmingly, oh my gosh, yes, let's do this. What support do you need from me? So fortunately, we didn't encounter much resistance. Perhaps there may have been a little bit of cautious curiosity with some individuals, but what we decided to do was focus more on the champions and the men and women, the executives, male and female, who really said, yes, I believe in this. We want to help you do this. What support do you need from me? And we started with that group, and those were individuals who became some of our first guest speakers, and they were individuals who really took the lead in helping us promote this.
And I love that. And I know, you know, so many of our listeners, they might not know what affinity groups or employee resource groups are. Can you just share a little bit of, you know, the, let's just say, kindergarten version of what an affinity group is in your definition as an organization or an ERG group?
Good. Yeah, good question. Affinity groups are sometimes referred to as employee resource groups or business resource groups. We don't really even use either of those terms here in our organization. It's more of an internal term. But at its core, what it means is it is a group of employees that form together. They're like-minded. They have some type of similarity in terms of goals or interests or perhaps background, whatever it may be, and they come together under the support of the organization. And when they come together as a group, they're sort of chartered, whether it's formally or not, but they come together for the purpose of having a set experience of goals. So the Women's Network is our very first, and perhaps other types of groups within Universal could sprout, but as an affinity group, the Women's Network came together as an employee-driven community, and they decided to, as a group, identify what do we want to do when we get together, what will our purpose be, and at its core, that's how it sprouts in many organizations. People often ask me, Michelle, what is HR's role in this? Is HR or anyone else that may be connected to these women's groups or affinity groups, I should say, what's their role? And my response is generally, you know, HR or folks who are really on more of the corporate end, they should really be supporters on the back end. These affinity groups are not about a particular department standing out or a particular business unit. It's very much about the people that are a part of it and the values and the goals that that group, the mission that that group has. So provided that that mission doesn't conflict with whatever the organization is trying to achieve, it's about helping people get a sense of community and empowerment. So HR provides a budget, HR provides guidance and support, and at least that's how we have structured it here at Universal.
And I know I've got tons of questions on this, but, you know, good for you guys. And this is, again, why you won the Champion of Women Award, at least from what I heard from our judges, you know, post-event was, you know, the fact that you not only give lip service to the whole idea of championing women within Universal Music, but the other part is you put money and dollars towards it, you know, because so many companies will give lip service and say, yeah, this is nice. You guys kind of meet on your own, you know, wink, wink, wink. And it sounds like you've got the management that's behind it, the leadership. And then obviously, you know, limited dollars and cents. And I think that's a really nice combination. One of the things I'd love for you to share with our listeners, Maribel, among the 20,000 things I want to ask you is, you know, what are some of the, when you say we're this group, like, what do you do? I mean, give us an idea of the different programs or things, because you talked about getting together. It's like, do you have like really formal programs? You said people join to be a member of it. There's 400 members. Now, what do you guys do? I mean, give us an idea of the activities and the engagement that you have within the women's group.
Great, great. So, yes, when I mentioned 400 members, for us, that membership could really be men and women throughout our organization, mm-hmm. and our membership list is about who is interested in learning more about the women's group and being a part of one, two, or several experiences or events that we hold. So that's sort of how we define our membership. There's no application process or anything to that effect. In terms of the experience and what our members get to participate or benefit from, we aim to provide a variety of experiences for them. Back to our overarching goal of sense of community, development, and empowerment, we sort of try to keep that lens on. And what our members have experienced are presentations or meetings that are led by our very own executives. These are women who are in our senior-most leadership ranks, and we bring them in over the lunch hour, usually with lunch, sometimes just snacks, and we will have a particular executive be the guest speaker, and this executive shares insights on their career journey. We can all learn so much from a particular individual's insights and trajectory, and we aim to provide those types of experiences. In addition to hearing from executives that are, we've also had male executives, by the way, who share their perspective. Some of the specific some of the specific topics, Michelle, that we may ask one executive or one person to focus on will range anywhere from how to build your personal brand or ideas on communicating with confidence. Other topics that we've brought are how can you influence others without authority? It's not about title or position, but how can you do that in everyday situations? And we've also brought topics outside of career development, health and nutrition, financial planning. The goal here is to expose our members based on what they say they want to hear. It's not about workshops because we aim not to, it's absolutely not that, but it's different women who come together and men and share those insights with each other. In addition to that, Michelle, we've also created some opportunities for some of our women in different groups to volunteer in particular causes. I would say that we're still in our infancy stage there. We have a lot of room to grow in identifying the right volunteer opportunities for our groups to get involved in, but it is something that our membership is very passionate about.
I love it, Maribel. And, you know, back up on something, and again, like I said, there's just like questions flowing out of me based on our time. You know, who picks the topics? How do you determine what are, you know, the important elements of these insights or what executives choose to share or some of the different people that you have come in to do some of your, let's say, talks or presentations or workshops? How do you determine, you know, what's most important and what's relevant and what might not be so relevant? By committee? Or how do you guys do that?
Good. I love that question because it's something I wanted to share as well. So I mentioned that we have four different groups throughout the country. And the way we generally work, and this is what I love about the Women's Network as well, we work by committee. So there is a committee, we call it a leadership board, but we have a leadership board in Santa Monica, one in our New York office, one in Woodland Hills, and another one in our newest group or location, which is in Hollywood. And every one of these committees is sort of, it's a great opportunity for them to empower themselves and come together as a group and identify what are the needs of the particular members in our location. So a lot of the decisions are made by committee. However, before that committee even really comes together and makes decisions on what the programming will look like for the next few months, with every one of the locations we have launched at, we started with a kickoff. And during our kickoff, it was more of an introduction to the entire office or location about who we are, what we're trying to do, what our goals are, and how they as employees, if they choose to be a part of this network, how they can benefit from it. During the kickoff, Michelle, we asked the people that attended, let us know what you want to experience. Who are women, men that you respect and admire, and what is it about them that you respect? What are topics that you would like to experience and why? And so we engaged in an interactive set of conversations with every one of these groups, and that gave us some initial data to work with. As a committee, when we come together by location, then that's where we start to figure out what's feasible, what needs more work, how can we stay tuned into the needs of our particular group.
So interesting on this, because as you know, within Connected Women of Influence, right, our association, we really love to see programs and initiatives and anything internally at companies or just in the business community we serve in Southern California that help advance women. And what's interesting to me, Maribel, and I love your kind of thoughts and opinions on this, that because you guys are doing it so right, is what I love the most is to hear some of the, you know, programs that are going on and hear what those best practices are that work within Universal Music Group. And I'd love for you to share, I mean, what are some of the real, I guess, ROI or, you know, the value that you've seen come out of women that have been attending, you know, within the women's group? What are some of the, I guess, development things or results or success factors that you've seen come out? I mean, do they feel like they're more, you know, engaged in their job, they're more productive? I mean, do you have any sort of milestones that you can share where, you know, it clearly is showing that this is working to better women and the advancement of women in Universal?
Good question. Yeah, let me see about how I can best answer that. We're not measuring anything that's truly tangible at this point. However, what I can tell you, and something that I've noticed just being a part of this since its inception, is that as I have seen, and as we as an organization have seen these groups sprout up, all with the same goal and mission, I have personally seen women that are part of our leadership committee grow themselves as leaders, as more confident communicators. So I'm speaking more specifically right now about the women who are in our leadership boards and leadership committees. I have seen how just being a part of a group like this and being a part in shaping what that looks like for the population in their location, they're learning leadership skills. They're feeling more empowered. And I'm speaking generally broad strokes, but it's something that, from my perspective, sort of taking a step back, I'm quite proud of being able to, at least at an individual level, help these women learn and grow. What I can also tell you is that whether it's a part of the leadership committees or just the general population, the experiences have helped to create that sense of community. I would probably go so far as to say a bit more of that sense of engagement, but definitely a sense of community. And I don't see our group as perfect, but I absolutely see our group as always wanting to take into account the needs of the members of our group. And one last thing that I would say is that there are folks that are on my mind that I have been working with through the Women's Network, whether on the committee or not, that I have seen as they have participated either through our Women's Network or through some of the other development programs that we have offered, they have actually either been promoted or they have taken on larger roles and broader scope of responsibility.
Love it.
So I don't have those hard numbers. I'm speaking more on a general level, but I'm definitely seeing how women who have been connected to groups like this or to this group in particular have absolutely grown.
And I love, you know, again, that's so awesome because, you know, so I've talked to companies and, again, I think it's all about the culture of every organization is different. You know, it may or may not be the right fit for every organization. And, in fact, you know, I've actually talked to some organizations, Maribel, where they'll say, you know, we really don't want to make that distinction of just women only or, you know, certain interest groups, if I can put it that way. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, that just sounds so limiting in the belief. And I, you know, I really, this is why we do this radio show, is to get this kind of message out that, you know, you can start to, you know, move the needle forward. And it's, you know, it's not about therapy, like some organizations will say, oh, it's like a girly group. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so not that, you know? And I'm curious, you know, because one of the phrases I saw on a TED Talk years ago, and I wish I could remember this guy's name because it's Mike something, and he had this phrase and he said, you know, we cannot truly empower women and girls until we fully engage men and boys. And I mean, it gave me goosebumps, you know, a couple of years ago when I heard this, because I went, that is so true. And I remember you said something earlier where you said you do have men that are engaged in your program. I mean, what has it been like? I mean, what has been the response from men? It's like, what do you see as just kind of the conversation among men and the Universal Women's Group? Positive,
sure.
Good, very engaged, kind of hands off. Curious what you found there at Universal you can share.
I would describe their level of engagement as positive and supporting. I wouldn't say hands off, and I think that, however, I will say that we're also at a place where, you know, part of what I think worked well for us and for the credibility of what we were trying to establish is our very second speaker in our Santa Monica location was the global head of business and legal affairs. And he really cemented, in my opinion at least, the fact that we've got male support and male sponsorship and just an interest in wanting to move this forward. I think that sent a very positive message to the rest of the organization as they learned that he was one of our very first guest speakers. But on a general level, we do have men occasionally attend our meetings. In fact, whenever we do promote any one of our events through any one of our locations, we make it a point to let our membership know, and we have a few that are men officially on our list, but we let them know, spread the word. This is open to anyone, any level of the organization. So, of course, people may jokingly say, Michelle, oh, this is the women's network. It's for women only, isn't it? But that's where we encourage our own members to basically say, no, bring your colleague along. Like, this topic is not relevant just for women. It's relevant for everyone. And I would also like to add, Michelle, that I think there are organizations that I'm familiar with, Warner Brothers in particular. I worked at Warner Brothers before coming out here, and I think very highly of Warner Brothers. They have some really good affinity groups. They call them business resource groups, actually. They have some really good business resource groups in place. Their group out there is called Women of Warner. And you mentioned earlier this is a women's group, where their perception is, how about outside of women? What I love about what Warner Brothers has done, and even organizations like Sony and others in the music industry and entertainment industry, is that because they're much larger in scope in terms of number of employees, groups like the Women's Network have sprouted, but outside of the Women's Network, they have an emerging professionals group, or they have a gay, lesbian, bi group, and or they'll have different groups that really come together, not for the purpose of advancing a particular cause for them as a group. It's more about a sense of community. And my goal and hope is that in time, we will have another group sprout here outside of the Women's Network. Perhaps for us, it might be closely aligned to an emerging professionals group, a younger generation, whether it's the millennials. I hear now, Michelle, that now we've got the iGen generation that's coming into the workforce.
Yes, I heard that too. I'm like, oh my God, they have a name for it already. You know what I mean? Crazy.
Right. So perhaps that's the next group to sprout. But the idea is, we in HR or we at corporate do not want to force the formation of that group. That needs to sort of happen organically, and then that's where we put our support behind it.
Well, and I guess let's go the opposite way on the kind of like, you know, scope here. It's like, what has been, and again, I know this is going to be hard, you know, because I want it to be positive on our show, but it's like, what has been a bit of a struggle or a challenge? I mean, can you share something of you know, in leading this group and building it and getting excitement and energy? I mean, is there something you can share that you just, it makes you pause, or it's been a bit of a challenge, or, you know, has it just been roses and unicorns and, you know, rainbows? Because I know everything that is about growth and change and development, there's sometimes bumps in the road, and I'm curious if you have had any of those in your growth with Universal Women's Group.
I have to be careful what I say on
I know,
Michelle.
I don't want to set you up. I know. Even to be politically correct, it's
sure.
Like what maybe you could give some advice, you know, to anybody
sure.
out there as our listeners. What might they just look out for if they're looking to implement a women's group? You know, because again, I totally understand
sure.
we want this to be great, but I think we can also learn from adversity or maybe some of the
absolutely.
Bumps or the challenges that have happened too. You know.
Good question. Okay, so let me tackle it like this. You're right. It has not been all unicorns. It hasn't been all rosy. What we did do, and this is what I think helped us, and we definitely have had a few growing pains here and there, but we wanted to make sure that before we launched, we did some homework. Before we launched, we socialized the idea. We didn't want to take our executive population, who are really the ones who get to say, yes, you can go, or no, you cannot go to this meeting or this event. We wanted to socialize
right.
that idea. So we took our time with that, and it wasn't a lot of selling. We did not have to, because as an organization, we're still very hungry for development and resources, and this was seen as a great way to do it with minimal cost. We don't have much money as a resource group, but that can easily change, and frankly, that has not stopped us from bringing in amazing experiences, speakers, and events for our group. But back to, in terms of some challenges, perhaps the one thing that comes to mind is, as our four groups have sort of sprouted, and now we're in four different locations, and my role is to sort of oversee and guide them. It's not surprising that at times one particular group, because keep in mind, this is not their day job. Their day job is whatever it is that they were hired to do for Universal Music
right.
Group. So what they are
right.
doing as a leadership committee, Michelle, is outside of what they were hired for. They're part of this committee because they're passionate and they believe in it and they want to be a part of it for themselves and for their community. That said, sometimes the level of commitment or ability to help us focus on executing an event or planning for the next great speaker or topic, that has come with its challenges, but it has not been anything we haven't been able to overcome. So I use that example only to say, you know, for those out there that are listening that are wondering about how best to start, my suggestion would be to sort of start small and make sure that when you kick it off, you do a great job the first time, because that is how word spreads. And as you start
right.
to grow, if you feel the need in other locations, make sure you just have the right people in that committee in place, because they're the ones that are going to help you move the needle with those groups and continue to build on that reputation you're trying to maintain.
Well, and I think, you know, for our listeners, there might be women out there that say, well, we don't have anything like that. I want to start one. And you know, and again, I never, ever wanted to put you in a position where you wouldn't be politically correct, because, you know, I live in the world of, it's like, you know, things might look great on the front end, but trust me, you go behind closed doors and we all have challenges. And I think, you know, because we've been looking over quite a few of the last years and listening to some of these women's groups where we hear what works, what doesn't. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, women's groups within organizations, they're forming, I mean, traditional 501c3 nonprofits. They're raising money, you know, they're looking at scholarships for women that are high potential within organizations. You know, they're reaching out to the community within their industry and, you know, doing really sophisticated mentoring programs. I mean, it's amazing what companies are doing. And I, you know, would love for you to share maybe just a couple more things. Like, if we have a woman who's listening to the show or will be listening to the show and they want to start a program within their organization, I know you said start small, but, you know, think of like a little, one of those little, like mini little rocks, you know, on a lake, and it's like how things will spread out. What are maybe one, two, or three very tiny steps they can do other than start small? Like, what would it be? I mean, put women together and just start a conversation, or what would you recommend that any of our listeners do to start that and be that catalyst?
Yes. I would say start by having conversations with a couple of women. They don't have to be in particular roles or departments yet, but start by having conversations with a couple of women who share your passion and interest. And as a couple of you start to have those discussions, start to solidify what it is that you would like. And now, as a second step perhaps, then ask yourself, who could you go to in the organization that could help you think about maybe creating opportunities to do something like this? In most organizations, it could very well be human resources or perhaps corporate communications. It really depends on how your organization is structured. Oftentimes, it's someone in more of that corporate role. But in the absence of a more formal department or role who could help shape that, it could also be about going to a leader who you respect and who that small group of you really respect and you see as a champion, and that person could perhaps be an endorser of helping you sort of push and create an opportunity to come together. What I will say is that sometimes organizations will may resist the formation of a group like this, not just women, but just other groups that may want to sprout, because there could be a concern for, is this going to be an opportunity for this group to gripe about something, or is this going to be an opportunity...
Right.
Like, there's always that concern. These folks are putting their legal hat on, and that's their role to do that. So respect that if that is something that you're trying to do and you face some resistance. But that's why I say that if a few of you can really come together and get clarity for what your goal is and frame it positively, then I think that the level of resistance and the amount of support that you will get will go up exponentially if you're clear with what you're trying to achieve and why it matters and why it's necessary.
I love that. And, I too would say just my two cents, just because in talking with companies that I've heard, and this is just a topic that is absolutely, near and dear to us. And that is, it's like, be willing just to be flexible, because I think so many times, like what I've seen with bigger companies as well, they start, they have a mission, they have a purpose, and then, they don't get maybe the rally and support that they're looking for, when they start one. And I'm like, pare back, because what I see from our side of the fence, when we look in on companies that have extremely successful programs like yours does, then they're just willing to be flexible, and they're like willing to kind of be very nimble and say, let's try this, let's try that, let's be, bringing in both men and women and the leadership and management and, getting support. And it's not all just about education. I mean, it could be about doing something from a community service standpoint, like you're thinking of doing with getting involved in something and helping maybe in the community, with the next generation. So I think there's lots of ways to spin it. But I know we're almost out of time, and I'm like, I have my one big question for you, because I'm like, I want you to change the world, Maribel. And if you really could wave a magic wand and you'd say, in a couple years, 3, 4, 5 years, I don't know how long you want to look at it, but what would you be willing to share to say, if we could just do anything we wanted to do, how would the women's group within Universal Music look like to you if you really just could not worry about money, not worry about the politics or time or resources? What do you wish it could be for the future, if you wouldn't mind sharing? I kind of put it into, what's your BHAG, right? Your big, hairy, audacious goal for the Universal Women's Music Group.
Wow, that's what comes to mind is, I would love if on an internal level, from an internal perspective, if the women 3, 4 years from now, those that are a part of the Women's Network, I would love for them to feel like their experience through the network has really shaped how they view themselves as leaders, how they view themselves as in their careers and in their lives, and has given them ideas and strategies and confidence to really be stronger women and stronger career professionals. Outside of our organization, as people learn more about what we're trying to do, and granted, our focus first is internally. That's where we're focusing. But as people learn more about who we are in our women's network, I would say that an amazing goal would be for people to regard Universal Music Group and our group as a champion of women, women's causes, women's empowerment, and we would be seen as models for how to do this internally, as well as how we are involved in our local communities to help empower women. And if we can be connected to that, how amazing would that be? We have a ways to go, but I'm very proud of how we've gotten and where we are today.
You know, you've just put it out there, right? When you say it, it's going to happen. It's like I made you go to the place where you were like, oh, we haven't even thought that. But, you know, I love when you kind of put it out there and tell the world that's what, you know, you're thinking could happen, because that's how a little spark of an idea can really make changes in the world. So anything I haven't asked you that you'd like to share? I mean, one big one is that I would love, if any of our listeners want to contact you for questions or they're maybe interested in starting a program on their own, do you have a way that you might share of how people could contact you the best way? And, you know, if not, I totally understand, but how might people reach you if they have questions and they want to raise their hand and find out more from you about your program?
I'm a big believer in networking. I don't like to shy away when people reach out. So I would say that if there's interest in learning more or just bouncing some ideas off of what you'd like to do, contact me on LinkedIn. Just look for me on LinkedIn. Let me know that you're interested in talking about XYZ, and I'm more than happy to have a conversation. And I'm, you know, many times we learn from each other through that relationship building. So, and by the way, that's a tip Absolutely. That I have for anyone in any organization. Build rapport and build those relationships, because you never know when you're going to need that person or that person's ideas, and it's a give and take process. But yes, they can reach me on LinkedIn, Michelle.
I love it. And you've been awesome. I mean, seriously, Maribel, we could keep talking about this for hours because it's such a big topic, and you're doing great things. And congratulations again for, you know, putting in the nomination and winning the Champion of Women, because I think it was extremely well-deserved. So you are a model and a showcase of what other companies would do. So to our listeners, you know, if you have any other questions about this, again, Maribel Hines, and I'll spell her name. It's Maribel, and then Hines, H-I-N-E-S. Maribel, you've been amazing. Our listeners, we love you because you listen to us every Friday and every Monday morning at 9 a.m. But we're here every week. And Maribel, you've been a wonderful leading lady. And I want to share with you that next week, our leading lady is Sherry Naravi, and she is the organizational psychologist and principal where strategy meets performance. And our topic, again, is going to be on leadership, but 5 tools for leadership, strategy, and performance growth. So all of you out there, I always like to say, have a great weekend. But when you see another woman and you're in a corporate environment or you're even in business, if you could just take a moment and try to support one another. On that note, we'll see you all next week and have a great weekend.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business, executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.